Welcome to the JB and I Show. If today happens to be your birthday, or if you're celebrating this week, or even this month, then let me be the first to say, happy birthday to you. Yes, you, the one who's blowing out those candles, the one whose heart is swelling with joy as friends and family gather around to celebrate you. May this day be filled with laughter, love, and a little bit of cake that's just a tad too sweet. And let's not forget those anniversaries. If you're marking a special milestone, whether it's today, this month, or this year, happy anniversary. Cheers to love, commitment, and all the beautiful moments that have led you to this day. May your journey together continue to blossom and thrive. And may you create even more cherished memories in the years to come. Christmas Day, a time for cheer, laughter, and the warmth of family. But let's take a moment to indulge in something a little different, shall we? While you're sipping on that eggnog or nibbling on a gingerbread cookie, let's dive into the world of cinema and television. I know it's Christmas, but bear with me. I promise it'll be worth it. We've got a mix of new releases that might just pique your interest, or conversely, save you from a cinematic disaster. First up, let's talk about Kraven the Hunter. Ah, Kraven, a character with a rich history in the Spider-Man comics. And yet here we are, faced with a film that critics have deemed nothing short of disappointing. It's almost like they took everything that could go wrong and wrapped it up in a shiny bow, presenting it as a gift we never asked for. The movie delves into the complicated relationship between Kraven and his father, Nikolai Kravinoff, a tale of vengeance that promises brutality. Sounds intense, right? But here's the kicker. The reviews are in, and they're scathing. Many have labeled it the final nail in the coffin for Sony's Spider-Verse, which, let's be honest, has had its fair share of ups and downs. The film is rated R for foul language, violence, and gore. And it stretches just over 2 hours. Now, if you're thinking of giving it a go, I would recommend keeping your expectations very low. It's like unwrapping a beautifully wrapped present, only to find a pair of socks inside. Sure, socks are practical, but they're hardly what you were hoping for on Christmas morning. Critics have gone as far as to say it embodies everything wrong with cinema, which is a pretty damning statement. So, if you're looking for a thrilling ride through the Spider-Verse, maybe skip this one and save yourself the disappointment. Now, let's shift gears and talk about something that might just restore your faith in the cinematic experience. Alien Romulus. Oh, the sweet relief of good news. This film is being hailed as the best addition to the Alien franchise since Aliens back in 1986. Can you believe it? The story follows a group of space colonizers who stumble upon a derelict space station, only to encounter the most terrifying life form in the universe. Talk about a recipe for suspense. What's particularly exciting about Alien Romulus is how it captures the gloomy atmosphere that made the original Alien so iconic, while delivering thrilling action sequences that keep you on the edge of your seat. It's rated R, running just under 2 hours, making it a solid choice for those who crave a good sci-fi horror experience. If you're a fan of the franchise or just love a good scare, this film might just be the perfect addition to your holiday viewing. It's like finding that perfect gift tucked away under the tree. The one you didn't even know you wanted, but now can't imagine living without. Finally, let's wrap things up with The Penguin, Season 1. Now, this is a show that has been generating quite a buzz. A spin-off from the 2022 Batman movie, featuring Robert Pattinson, it premiered on September 19th, 2024, on HBO and Max. The series takes us on a journey through the transformation of Oz Cobblepot, a disfigured nobody who rises to become the notorious Gotham gangster known as the Penguin. It's a compelling crime drama set in the Batman universe, and the reviews have been stellar. With a TVMA rating, the Penguin delivers a gritty and engaging narrative that adds depth to a character we've seen in various iterations over the years. It's fascinating to explore the backstory of someone who has often been portrayed as a mere villain, giving him a rich tapestry of motivations and struggles. If you're in the mood for something that combines character development with the dark allure of Gotham, this show might just be your ticket to a binge-worthy experience. So, as you enjoy your Christmas day, consider what you want to watch next. Kraven the Hunter might be best left unopened, while Alien Romulus and the Penguin could be the perfect treats to indulge in. Whether you're in the mood for horror, action, or a deep dive into the criminal underbelly of Gotham, there's something for everyone. Just remember to keep that remote handy and choose wisely. After all, the holiday season is about joy, laughter, and perhaps a little escape into the world of stories, whether they're good or bad. Happy watching! Now, as we gather here in this moment of celebration, I want to share some news with you. The JB and I Show is going to take a little break, a hiatus, if you will, until March 2025. Yes, it's true. We're hitting pause, but only to come back stronger, brighter, and more exciting than ever. So, as we stand on the brink of this new year, let's take a moment to say, Happy New Year! Welcome to 2025. I hope you're having a wonderful day, filled with promise and potential. It's a fresh start, a blank canvas, and I encourage you to paint it with the colors of your dreams and aspirations. Reflecting on the past can be a powerful tool. It's not just about looking back at what was, but learning from those experiences to improve your future. We all have moments where we feel inadequate, where we question our worth, our abilities, and our place in this vast universe. It's a common thread that weaves through the fabric of human experience. You know that feeling, right? That nagging voice that whispers, "You're not good enough?" It can stem from something someone said, or a harsh self-critique that lingers long after the moment has passed. But let me tell you this, there are indeed things we may not be good enough for. It's true. Some tasks, some roles, may not align with our skills or passions. And that's okay. It doesn't diminish your worth or your potential. However, when we hear that voice telling us we're not good enough, it's often rooted in fear. Fear of failure, fear of the unknown, fear of stepping outside our comfort zones. The tasks before us can seem daunting, like mountains we're expected to climb without proper gear. But here's the thing, you can do it. Yes, it won't be easy, nothing worthwhile ever is. But it's not impossible either. It's going to require hard work, dedication, determination, and yes, sacrifice. You'll find yourself battling against your worst enemy, yourself. That inner critic can be relentless, but you have the power to silence it. You can rise above those doubts and insecurities. I believe in you, but more importantly, you must believe in yourself. So, as we embark on this new year, I encourage you to embrace your journey. Don't give up, even when the going gets tough. You have the strength within you to overcome obstacles, to push through the challenges, and to achieve your goals. Take that leap of faith, trust in your abilities, and remember that every step forward, no matter how small, is a step in the right direction. And speaking of new beginnings, I'm excited to share that the JB and I Show will have its very own channel in 2025. Yes, that's right. We're expanding, and I can't wait to bring you even more content, more connections, and more opportunities to engage with each other. I'll be sure to remind you all about this in February 2025, just before we kick off the new season. It's going to be an amazing journey, and I want you all to be a part of it. If you have any questions, thoughts, or just want to share your experiences, please comment below. I genuinely want to hear from you. Your voices matter, and they enrich this community we've built together. Like, share, and engage with the show. Let's keep this conversation going. I want to take a moment to express my heartfelt gratitude for your support of the JB and I Show. I cannot thank you enough for being a part of this journey. Your encouragement, your feedback, your presence, each of you plays a vital role in making this show what it is. A big shout out to Team Firehawk and Team Firehawk Elite. You are the driving force behind this community, and your enthusiasm fuels our passion. Don't forget to check out the merch and show your support. It's a small way to represent what we stand for and to keep the spirit of the JB and I Show alive. As we wrap up this chapter and look forward to the next, I want to leave you with this thought. Life is a series of moments, some filled with joy, others with challenges. Embrace each moment, learn from it, and let it guide you toward the future you desire. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. We're all in it together, supporting one another, cheering each other on. So, here's to you, to your dreams, to your celebrations, and to the adventures that lie ahead. Happy birthday, happy anniversary, and happy new year once again. Thank you for being a part of the JB and I show, and I can't wait to see you all again in March 2025.
MyFitWatch.net. You see me say it so much time, so many times. It's my online store. You can find Team Firehawk supplements there. I use it. Multivitamin. You can find all the merch there. You know what I'm saying? Got to get the merch. And you can also find all kind of items and stuff there that you know, just will support the stream, the company, the whole nine, the movement, everything, you know. So it's just a pleasure and an honor to be able to present to you MyFitWatch.net, okay? So thank you so much for your support.